Hello, you're listening to Exam, KBIA's look into education issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Katarina Sestarek. Missouri's legislative session will end in less than 2 weeks, and legislators are trying to push major bills through at the last minute. Some of that legislation would mean big changes for Missouri schools. Student transfers, education funding, and bonds for building improvements have all been topics of debate. Later on this edition, A.J. Feather will break down how these education bills are working their way through the legislature. But first, Morgan County R2 School District has finalized plans for a new auditorium that will double as a safe room for tornadoes. The district will use a grant from the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency, or SEMA, to help finance the project. KBIA's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson has more on the story.
The Safe Room Project was approved by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. The funding is distributed through the Missouri State Emergency Management Agency, or SEMA. Joyce Ryerson is the superintendent for the Morgan County R2 School District. Ryerson says, although there was a need for a new auditorium, it was because of a tornado in 2006, which nearly hit the South Elementary School in Graveway Mills, that prompted the decision.
We became aware that FEMA was providing grants for shelters to help protect students in the event of a tornado. So our district first started looking at the grant back in 2012. We started with a presentation to our Board of Education in March of 2012. We filed a notice of intent in April of 2012.
Ryerson says, because of FEMA regulations, the safe room needs to be within 5 minutes of individuals seeking shelter. The 15,000 square foot auditorium will house 1,700 people. Currently, the district is in phase one of the two-phase process.
The time clock is already ticking on what they call the design phase. They expect the design phase would take about 11 months. So we have until around the first part of November to get all of the blueprints and drawings, everything to FEMA for approval. They also have to be certified by engineers that they will withstand an EF5 tornado.
Thanks to the Federal Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, FEMA will contribute 75%, or $1.8 million, of the $2.4 million of construction cost. The remaining 25% of the cost will be shifted to the district. Brian Waltz is the Hazard Mitigation Assistant Specialist for FEMA. He says although FEMA is not working directly with Morgan County R2 School District, safe room projects like this are not unusual.
Safe rooms are pretty common project type under the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, at least in our region, which is Region 7.
Walt says, although the funding for the project is through the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, the funds are only made available after a presidentially declared disaster to the state. The location of the new auditorium is set for the main campus of the school district, where its elementary, middle, and high schools are situated. The completion of the safe room is estimated for the fall of 2016. Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, KBIA News.
As the end of this year's legislative session in Missouri approaches, lawmakers are working to push through one last round of legislation. KBIA's A.J. Feather explains some of this session's major education bills.
On April 10th, Governor Nixon announced he would cut $22 million in funding for public schools and higher education from this year's budget. He shifted the blame for the cuts to Republican lawmakers, who only found supplemental revenue for half of the $44 million extra dollars the governor requested in order to make up for a lack of general revenue, due to declining revenues from casino gaming and lottery sales, which go toward education. Both houses are expected to reach an agreement on the budget for fiscal year 2015 by May 9th. Currently, both the House and the Senate want to raise higher education spending, but can't decide by how much. The Senate would like a 5% hike, while the House only wants 3%. One of the more tangible changes in state education policy, especially for families, could come in the form of a bill that would give parents of children in unaccredited school districts the option of using public school dollars to send their children to non-religious private schools. It would mark the first time Missouri has ever adopted such a policy. Currently, parents of students living in an unaccredited district have two options: keep their children enrolled at the current school or opt to have them bused to the nearest accredited public school on the state's dime. The bill sponsors figure the state will save money on the cost of busing kids to other accredited districts by giving their parents the option to send their children to a closer private school. However, there's substantial controversy over whether public dollars should be given to private schools. Governor Nixon commented on the bill for the first time last week, saying public money shouldn't be spent on private education, though it remains unclear what he would do if the bill shows up on his desk before May 9th. Kit Crancer, a spokesperson for Missouri Students First, says he hopes the governor signs the bill because it would give parents and students more options.
And we believe that every child deserves to attend a high-quality school and receive a great education close to home, and private providers can provide that, local private providers. We know that kids in Normandy and Riverview Gardens aren't receiving that great education that they should be.
The Senate didn't just take action on the structure of the education system this session. They also did something about the failing structure of higher education buildings. This past April, the Senate agreed to $71.1 million in funding for repair and maintenance projects across the University of Missouri system. That money is part of $600 million appropriated to universities and colleges statewide. If approved, the University of Missouri system plans to use the funding to update and improve all four of its campuses. UM system spokesperson John Fougere says the UM system is in serious need of money for deferred maintenance projects.
If you look across our University of Missouri system, we currently have $1.3 billion backlog of outstanding or deferred maintenance repair projects on our four campuses.
The bill appropriates $33.7 million to MU. Much of this will be used for renovations to Laffrey Hall that will improve science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM, facilities. These fields are some of the fastest growing in the country, and Fougere says some estimates predict Missouri will have 100,000 new STEM jobs by 2018. Education funding has always been a political hot potato, and this year was no different. The $600 million for repairs and renovations on campuses across the state also continues to hang in the balance, and a controversial update to student transfer law will almost certainly be on the governor's desk soon. No one's exactly sure what will happen in education statewide, but most of these questions will have answers by May 16th when the session ends. AJ Feather, KBIA News.
That's this week's exam. Podcasts of this and all our other shows are available at kbia.org. I'm Katarina Sestarek. Thanks for listening.